Roy Noble, live at the Resolvin Miners Welfare Hall on BBC Radio Wales.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you indeed. I'm truly a valley boy today. I'm deep in the Neath Valley. Resolvin is the place. The Miners Welfare Hall is the spot. So then, from the spoken word and plays to movement now and mosaic. And actually, there's a dance group. Well, not dance group as such, but dance lessons going on, a passion for dancing in the area as well. And with me is Paula Hayne, who's in charge of it. Paula, you're very welcome. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Was that mosaic dance is right, isn't it? That's
yeah,
the title.
Mosaic dance.
Yeah. What do you call that then?
I picked the name Mosaic as opposed to Paula Hayne School of Dance or anything like that because I wanted to reflect that when there's a dance performance, there's a lot of pieces that make up the big picture.
Right.
And I know that it's about what every piece is important.
Right, and I know that you sort of perform and gather and practice in various places in Resolvin.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so how long have you been going?
3 years now.
3 years?
Yeah, we started with a class of, I think they were about 4-year-olds.
I had 4-year-olds. I was going to ask the age.
5 or 6 of those, and now yeah. I've got 60 between 3 and 18. I think the oldest one is.
Let's go back to those figures again. You started with how many?
Four. Oh, I think about 5 or 6.
And they were 4-year-olds.
Yeah.
Dancing.
Yeah.
Male, female?
A mixture.
Boys and girls.
Yeah.
Yes. Gosh.
More girls than boys. We'd like a few more boys.
Yeah, it's always the case, isn't it? It's the same in ballroom dancing, isn't it? Really? Yeah. If you find the women dancing together. Yeah. Now you have 60.
Yes.
So what's your training in this then?
My
background,
dance, yeah. I've been dancing since just before my 3rd birthday. I started ballet classes, so I don't really remember not dancing.
Dear. No, quite. I know you're spreading the word.
Yeah.
It's amazing, really. Yes. It's an odd thing to start, in a way, I suppose, out of the blue, bang, with no tradition, and then suddenly it's becoming a tradition.
Yeah, there is a tradition in Resolvin, a strong tradition of singing an opera, as you've heard and you'll hear later on. And so I've been quite surprised by the talent in the village with the singing, and they're very musical, and so it's just a development of that.
Yeah, and that's going to be on display, isn't it? Because now in March there's going to be a production, isn't it?
7th and 8th of March here in the Welfare Hall.
In the Welfare Hall, 7th and 8th of March.
Our next production.
That's right. And what's it called?
Well, we've got 2 productions this year. Because of the large amount of children now taking part, we've got one show on the 8th in the afternoon with the under 11s.
Yeah. And that's called?
That's a dance display, all different dances that they've been learning over the last few months.
And then
the over 11s are doing a production based on the film Moulin Rouge.
Moulin Rouge, lots of can-can.
Yep,
well, congratulations on your success. And also, as with William here as well, I hope indeed that, in fact, you have every success on the night. So do support them. That'll be on the 7th and 8th of March as well.
Thank
so we are. Plays this coming week and dancing there. Paula, many thanks to you indeed. Resolvin Miners Welfare Hall is where we're at. So then to the news.
93 to 96 and 104 FM, 882 and 657 medium wave. Radio Wales News from the BBC.